In our counselors meeting, we have divided our 1,000 congregation members into about 40 groups, and every group means say 25 people in one, means one counselor in charge of those. And whenever we are having a meeting, first of all we discuss counselors ourselves, we sit down, what should be our mood of preaching, how we should preach other people. And we discuss in our meeting, nothing else, no management, we discuss how to chant. Sometimes we discuss 1 hour how to chant. Many people are quite, means they are, all, most of them are initiated, means everybody practically initiated, and they are in the movement, they are professionals, most of doctors, most of them are doctors, MBAs, lawyers, engineers, industrialists. And these are the people, 40 people discussing how we should preach our counselees. And then we talk to public when there is public programs. How to talk to, first of all, to our own people. And then we discuss how to chant. How we should sit down. How we should sit in the association of devotee when we are chanting. What should be our style of chanting? Within how many minutes we should complete our round? How should we pronounce? How we should listen? How, whether we are pronouncing all 16 words? And then we ask individually first, please tell us how you are chanting. What time you chant? What time you get up? What time you sleep? What you eat at night time? So that eating is connected with your getting up early in the morning. We discuss first in ourselves, and we try to apply first in our own life, and then we try to ask these questions to our counselees. Please tell us when you are chanting. This movement, why many people left this movement? Because they were so busy. No time for chanting. This movement is started by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By chanting, and it will survive only by chanting. Rest, everything will be disclosed by the Lord. Even those 10 offenses which we chant daily, that we should not comment. If we are chanting properly, Lord will give us the intelligence. By that intelligence, we will not commit those 10 offenses. If we are not chanting properly, particularly, and then that chanting will give us the potency. By that potency, if we will talk about Krishna consciousness to other people, they will take Krishna consciousness seriously. Otherwise, we are not chanting, we are very busy and we go to big program and big lecture, but you will see we will become like any other people or organization which they are doing wonderful kathas and wonderful lectures, but we cannot change the heart of the people. Until unless we ourselves are committed, there is nothing more important in our life. Otherwise we are guests for a few years, few months for this movement. If we are not chanting our rounds, because for us there is nothing more important in our life than chanting the holy name of Lord. Then comes, we discuss what we are reading. Bhagavatam says we must nast prayasu abhadresu nityam, daily we have to have association. Nityam bhagavata seva, really we have to listen. No, we are very busy. I have no time. I cannot come in class. If we are not coming class, if we are not listening Bhagavatam regularly, this is another point. How long we will survive? We have seen it. What happened in the past? We have to learn by our mistakes. Sometimes I myself feel I am in the movement for the last 20 years and I am nothing before these young people who have joined movement before 5 years, 8 years, 6 years. Why? Why they have made so much tremendous progress? Because they attain Bhagavatam class. Because they chant their round, sitting in temple, in the association of devotees. They read Bhagavatam. They associate with devotees. And that's why they are like fireballs. In our movement, it's not, oh, I'm in a movement for 20 years or 30 years. That's not the point. The point is whether we are really have taken Krishna consciousness in our life. If we have not taken it, then see, because Prahlad Maharaj was not an aged person. Dhruva Maharaj was not an aged person. Or in fact, Kunti Mataji was not a scholar or sannyasi. But whatever they have spoken, you see, teachings of Kunti, of Prahlad Maharaj's instructions. So age has nothing to do here in this movement. It's a question how seriously one has taken Krishna consciousness in his life. And once one has taken Krishna consciousness seriously, then only he can impart that knowledge to others. Guruji, gud khaye auron ko parish bataye. If we ourselves are, if you know the story, one teacher, you know, one lady came to him and says, so my son is eating all the time gravy soup. So she says, well, you come after 15 days. And after 15 days, then this lady came with the child. So the teacher, you know, said, okay, my dear son, from today you should not eat gravy. So that lady says, why you have not told this thing before 15 days? This you could have said on that day also. He said, on that day I myself was eating gravy. From that day I have given up eating. That's why I am asking this boy now not to eat from today. So if we want to spread movement of Srila Prabhupada, then our duty is first of all, we should become pure devotee. It's been clearly explained. It's so simple. It's not we have to become a scholar of Sanskrit. Srila Prabhupada made 3 statements in the beginning, very simple. Krishna is God. Saraswati, Maliti Mataji's daughter. She was just saying, Krishna is God, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Though on this subject, Srila Prabhupada gave lecture for 7 days. At this time, people are so confused, they don't know who is God even. People don't know what is the aim of life. Throughout life, they are running like in a rat race. We ask them, what's the purpose of life? Nobody knows. But everybody is running, so we are also running. They are going in ditch, we will also go in ditch, but don't waste our time talking all this philosophy. So it is very, very essential for us. Simple Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna is God. Bhagavad Gita is the gist of total Sanatana Dharma. We have not studied Vedas, Puranana, Uputtati, Vyas, and this or that. No, Bhagavad Gita is complete. This is the gist of everything. I am sitting in everybody's heart. By all Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedas. I am the knower of the Vedas. 15:15. So, everything is there in Bhagavad Gita. I am the compiler of Gita is the gist of total Vedic literature. So, Krishna is God. Once we accept Krishna is God, Ishvara Param Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha, He is God, then Bhagavad Gita is being told by Lord Krishna, and that is the gist of total Sanatana Dharma. And lastly, he said that chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kali Shantar Upanishad explains it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we can do these, ask people to remember these three important things in their life. If somebody wants to make now a little more progress, please tell us what is stated in Bhagavad Gita. We accept Krishna is God, okay. But now what is written in Gita, tell us. And there are three shlokas in Bhagavad Gita, which is the gist of total Bhagavad Gita. Which I have already said indirectly, but the directly Krishna says, 9th chapter 14 verse chant, Satatam Kirtantuma, he chant my name. Same thing is being told in Ramayana, Kalijuga Kevala Nama Dara, Sumar Sumar Narutrepara. Same thing is being told in Varanarut Puran, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam Ek Kevalam, Kalo Nastiva Nastiva Gatiranatha. Same thing is being told in Quran, Bible, Granthsa, Bhutsainta, Bhagavatam. Who shall ever chant the name of Lord will be saved. In Granth Sahib, there is just said there in Granth Sahib, 27,000 times they have used the name of Ram, Krishna, Hari, Govind or Murari. And in Sukhmani they say one should chant the name of Hari for the perfection of life. And Bhagavatam says Satyayuga meditation, Treta Yuga Yajna, Dwapar temple worship. In Kali Yuga, Hari Nam Sankirtanam. So by chanting one thing, so one should have full faith in chanting the holy name of Lord, and that is Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is means, Prabhupada has not given his own explanation. Explanation he has given in as it is Gita, what is being told about particular sloka in a different sastra. Otherwise every human being has got four fundamental defects. So this explanation of verse is what is being told about that verse in different sastra. That is the explanation. That's why Bhagavad Gita is as it is. He is not giving his own mental concoction. And the second thing, Srila Prabhupada means in Bhagavad Gita, most important point, if you really want to make progress in our life and you want to become devotee, then Krishna says in 3rd chapter, 13th verse, Yagya Shishta Sunoshante Muchyante Sakleste Bhujyante Te Agham Papam Jo Pachanta Atmukaran. You eat food after offering to me. Most of the people when I go there, yes, yes, we are devotee. We go to temple. Are you eating food after offering to Lord? Or sometimes, you know, we do eat something which, so why, if you want to become devotee, actually, I tell you a funny thing in New Vrindavan. You know, I was giving class, so one lady said, I'm Radha Krishna at my home. Oh, really? You must be vegetarian. Yeah, mostly I'm vegetarian. And she said, mostly. I said, well, what do you mean by mostly? Well, you know, after all, we go to parties sometimes, you know. And in a party, we have to sometimes eat something. Otherwise, I'm a devotee. I'm Krishna, I'm worshipping and doing everything. Yes, Mataji, you will excuse me if I make one comment. Yeah, you can make comment. You are saying I am very faithful to my husband, but sometime I go with some other also. This doesn't work like that. If you have ditty at your home, you can't just do like that. You can't just worship by eating meat and once in a while, and you see, sometimes I eat. So you see, we have to be sometimes tell people according to their capacity. So eating prasad, I tell you, in 3rd chapter, 37, 38 verse, when Krishna, Arjuna asked, why people do commit sinful activity when they know that this is wrong? And Krishna replied, Kamyeshu Krodheshu Rajogun Samadva. But these are the byproduct of the food which we eat. And the food which we eat, actually that food, no, these basnas, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsar, lust, greed, anger, all these are the byproduct of the food which we eat. And these demons, nobody can kill them, these basnas. Nobody can kill them. Actually, Lord has to incarnate to kill these demons. See, Jaya and Vijay, they were in Vaikuntha. And when these four Kumars, Sanat Kumar, when they came and wanted to get entry, and then they refused, they cursed them. And you know these Jaya and Vijay, for three lifetime, what was their name? Hiranyakashipu, Shishupal, Ravan Kumbhakaran, and Shishupal and Dantabhakra. And these six people, who are these six people? These are the six people, the personified representation of Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Mad, Moh, Matsar. And once we eat food which is not offered to Lord, these Rakshasa, the demons, take birth and nobody on earth can kill them. Lord has to take birth. When Ravan wanted to kidnap Sita for fulfilling his lust, Lord has to come as a Ram to kill him. Like this, all these six senses, they are very dangerous and we cannot control. And most of the people say, well, we are Hindus, we eat food, vegetarian food. What? Are a monkey is vegetarian. Elephant is vegetarian. Monkey is all the time naked. Gumi is in the jungle, but he all the time searching sea monkey. So we are merely being a vegetarian. It's no purpose until unless we can convince people that eat food which is offered to Lord. And that prasadam will change the consciousness of people. And lastly, third slope of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is asking anybody who is talking, 1868, 69, talking about me to other people. That's the purpose of a temple. If somebody is coming in temple and just coming, putting little donation and taking little janamitra and going, it's all right, some agya security is there. But if somebody wants to make real progress, he has to find out somebody in the temple. Actually, the difficulty with the people at this time is that most of the people, they just don't want to get involved. Before 15 days, I was in Brooklyn, not in Brooklyn. Actually, Long Island temple people in Brooklyn and at Brooklyn temple devotees, practically, they came to some life members' residence. And this was the program some life member of Long Island arranged. So I, very serious people, somebody, many girls were saying, oh, I'm getting ready for initiation from Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, somebody said, I'm Jayapataka Maharaj disciple, somebody said, and it was such a wonderful atmosphere from all the, but there were so many young devotees from the brahmacharis from both the temples. So I say this is wonderful in the talk to the devotees, you know. Our movement is, I requested them that our movement is not to collect funds. Everybody got shock of their life. What you're talking? What you're saying? We need money for everything. How can we run a temple if we don't get funds? I said that in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada requested that we should make life members. We are still making life members. But not making life members by fooling and cheating people. We have to tell them clearly what facilities we are having, what accommodation they will get, and what they are going to get. Because I made 1,000 members even at that time, and what I have, I must be suffering the reaction of that also. What I have told the people at the time when I made the members. So point is this, so I say, in the now so many people are coming, and they are not coming for the purpose of just, they know something, there is something great in this movement. They have seen several other institutions, now they are coming. Now please don't bug them. What do you mean by that? Yes, don't tell them, there's some repair is needed, so please give some donation, there's something is needed. Actually, our purpose is, if these 100 people or 200 or 500 people or whoever is coming, give them, don't ask them. We have made experiment, okay? I'm not talking theoretical. We have made experiment in Radha Gopinath Mandir. We are last 8 years, we are not, 6 years, we are not asking anybody one paisa. Still sample is running. What happened actually? Real thing, somebody is coming and some new people are coming, we recognize them, we give them honor, we give them present, we give them prasad, we take their address and we send them literature, we invite them for program, we will give them for lunch and dinner and this and that. And then, you know, the result of that, because if you start giving, give at least 5, 6, 7, 10 times to the person who is coming to temple. Because they are not ordinary people who are coming to temple. They are great people, they are coming to temple. Now, while merely taking little, because I know, once I have gone one preaching program with Giriraj Maharaj, and somebody promised us to give 5,000 rupees for printing some Bhagavad Gita. And that man was somehow avoiding. And he wanted us to take prasad, and this is, Maharaj said, just keep quiet, let us not take anything from this man now. Because he promised us to give this money, this will go to hell, he had promised us to give, and he's not giving and he's avoiding it. So point is this, if we take little money from these people, say $100 or 100 pound or 100 rupees or whatever it is, actually they have capacity. Finally, if we give them, finally they say, this man is talking, he's all the time giving. He's giving prasad, he's giving some agarbatti packet, he's giving some calendar, he's giving some diary, this, that, inviting for program. One day, that man will come and he's asking when you are chanting, how you are chanting, what you are doing, how your family is doing. You become part of them for 10 people. Take the project for 10 people. And you know, this man will give money. He will give his life. He will give his intelligence. He will give his family. He will give his everything. What we have done? Bugging people on the first day, immediately, who's the new face, and just give him the card and when should I come to meet you? If we can, now that stage is gone. We were needing that type of people in the initial, somehow or other collect money so we can, Srila Prabhupada want. Now we want these people to become devotees. Whoever is coming in temple, they are not ordinary people. If we take care of them, ask them, then we have not to take care of the repair or this thing or that thing. They themselves will bring. We have seen that. One person, the people are so rich that even one person is sufficient to manage everything. People have so much money with them. If we make one person a devotee who is multi-millionaire or billionaire, without asking him money and give him something, while even going out of way to help him. And once he is convinced, they are so nice people. They are not asking money anytime. They are all the time giving and eating prasad, giving them something. And then that one person, I know several people like that, that these people have industry, 30 industry. For them, if one person become a devotee, to manage a temple is just like industry. One, when they can manage industry of 50,000 workers, you mean to say they cannot manage temple? You say, wow, what's wrong with it? But he's a devotee. Then he will take very humble position. Tranadu Pishnichan, not as a boss, that I am displaced. Now I'm coming here, everybody should come and just have a special aarti for him. No. He will show to the people that actually he is not giving anything. And he will take very humble position. And this is the way this movement will go. If we start taking care of the people who are coming in our temple, and without bugging them, I tell you, these people will take so much care. And then their family, their children, everybody will take care of everything. Instead of just being short-sighted, we have to have a long vision. And that long vision will change the situation. And it's not theoretical, we are seeing it practical. We have about 1,000 young people. They are, most of them are, I'm supposed to be the only eldest person in my total group. And the old dog, you cannot teach new tricks. So I cannot make any progress. But these young people who are coming in the movement, IIT students in hundreds, MBA, doc, we have to make a hospital for our young people. Luckily, I opened a center at my residence in 1979. Instead of converting my garage into a club for playing rummy, you see, I met a devotee. I got just gone to temple one day and started a center at that place. And then these people, actually after Jew temple, this was the only place when I got an opportunity, and Giriraj Maharaj inaugurated my center before 20 years. In that. And like that, you know, gradually, practically all the great saints and sadhus and GVCs and gurus, practically they were coming and giving classes. And many, many young people, they were just coming there. I was going to the hostels of the medical college. I said, why are you eating in the hostel? Come, why don't you come and have a nice prasad, gulab jamu you will get. And these guys were coming just for the eat, for, they said, your gulab jamu has killed us now. Point is this, yes, because yesterday I was talking to Mr. Hinduja. I said, I came in this Hare Krishna movement, and one first matter in 1978, when there was an alleged murder case against the temple. And the devotee, all of them, they just say, oh, you are the lawyer, please, why don't you come to our, help us? And nobody was ready to come and to temple. I was the only person going to temple. Only sannata, nothing, come calm and quiet. I said to him, that's fine, I really got burnt. He says, what you're saying? Yes. This movement, people can talk about this movement from distance like anything. They can say, oh, this movement is like this, that these devotees are like that, and this, that, this. So in India, they were talking, they are CIA agent, and this, and pastor. So I said, anybody can talk about this movement from distance. What if anybody is ready and willing to come little near? They are like fireball. And you come in touch with the fireball, you will get burned. So I came with the desire to get some advantage from this Hare Krishna movement by just for becoming a member. And I thought, now I got legal work, so I will earn a lot of money. But this movement is so pure. You come in this movement, whatever way you come, your material desire must get born. If it is not getting born, it means there is something wrong. And that's something wrong we are suffering. So our request is here, Slap, those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them understanding by which they can come to me. So we, Krishna will make arrangement. Understanding means that we will get association of pure devotee. I'm sitting in everybody's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Everything is coming from the Lord. If you want to forget Lord, you will create that type of situation. If you want to remember Lord, if you want to become devotee, if you want to become pure devotee, He will create situation like that. Everything finally depends on our own desire. What actually we want. We don't know what will happen next year. I'm not just, but I'm not very little pessimistic on certain things. When I have heard a lot of literature and read everything and seen some videos, cassettes and some lectures, don't know. This Y2K may create such a big problem. Though England is safe, I think not that danger, but in Japan and Canada and America, there is going to be real, very serious problem. I have talked to many senior people on this subject, that they cannot solve this problem. As they will solve problem, they can solve 50%. And if the American government will spend $300 billion, then they will be able to solve. But they cannot, now they haven't got that type of people who can correct everything. So forget that part. This is the time we can talk to people. Okay, anything may happen to anybody at any time. We know the story of Gajendra. Everything was going on wonderfully well. And if anything may happen any moment to anybody, and we are seeing, we can't be like hostage, closing our eyes. Oh, this is nonsense. Just like some in the beginning, some people said, oh, they're never going to, Prabhupada said, they're never going to moon. Oh, this is all. They are now going to moon. We don't believe what Srila Prabhupada is talking. And many people left the movement. So in the same way, they say, oh, what is this man is talking? This is just, you see, after all, science has made so much progress, they will solve the problem. But I tell you, it's a serious problem. They may solve the problem. You don't know even one. In Chicago or where was that? That there was little petrol pump, there was a problem. A 12 miles long queue because the computer was not working and all petrol pumps or something was, there was problem. There was no light of 3 days at one place, somewhere. And what happened to the total city? So this type, and people say so also, that these graph, which were there at 2000, at the time of Battle of Kurukshetra, those grahas are coming in somewhere in September 99, which will be maybe 9 September 1999, because the computer will not catch the word 9999. It may be possible. I'm not saying that it is going to happen, but it's possible. Something very drastic is going to happen. So this is the time we should prepare people. This is the best time for preaching Krishna consciousness. For that purpose, before we preach Krishna consciousness to other people, it is our duty as a soldier that we should be ready. Then Krishna will give us the potency. If we are not ready, then Krishna will not give us the potency. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is very simple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not asked anybody to make big temples. He has asked, Jaya Dekho Tahe Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Talk about Krishna. And you see, at that time, he has not made temples. He was just chanting on the street. And practically, in Navdeep, every home was temple. Everybody home, they were worshipping Radha Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Jagannath. That time, not big temples. So our duty is to make every home temple. Go into the people, make plan how to go to somebody's place, talk about Krishna, have kirtan, and make somebody's home as a temple. Because that's the way, I think Japataka Maharaj is propagating that thing, the way this system, he wants to develop it. So we must try to do that type of thing. Have some program regularly and going out. But this movement, it will spread over throughout the world. It's a question because there's a prophecy. Nagar Pratigram Sarvatra Prachar Hoyam Urnam. It will spread throughout the world. Only question is, who want to take credit for it? Any Lord is ready to give any power, empower, means He is ready to empower us, provided we have that desire. If we have that desire, we are miser in desiring. Rest, everything will be done by the Lord. So we request everybody, please, that this is the time when we should get ready ourselves. Actually, I am not talking for others, it's for my own purification. I know before the all elevated Vaishnav, you have asked me to speak on the subject, the topic. I was not knowing this is the sloka, verse I have to speak, but something what I was a little bit knowing for my own purification, I have said, Hare Krishna. So, anybody has any comment or question? श्रीमद्भागवतम की चैतन्य चतामति की।